2 weeks ago, in Matthew chapter 3, we heard of Jesus' baptism by his cousin John the Baptist. We heard wonderful words. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We see from this God's approval, commissioning, and empowering of Jesus for his future ministry. What joy must Jesus have felt at that moment when the Spirit rested on him, and he heard his Father speak his love and approval over him. Was he then ready to begin the work God had planned for him to do? Not quite. God had one more final test for him in his preparation. In today's reading, which immediately follows Jesus' baptism, we're told, "The Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil." Jesus had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He would have drawn extremely close to his Heavenly Father during those 40 days. We can only imagine the beautiful and precious moments of mutual love that flowed between Father and Son through the Holy Spirit as they communed with one another in the silence of the desert. As Jesus prayed and listened to his Heavenly Father, the Spirit would have brought to Jesus' mind the many scriptures that he had been taught and had learned. And this would also have been a time for Jesus of seeking God's direction, purpose, and will for his future ministry. And this, we know, became the norm for Jesus throughout his earthly ministry, that he would regularly take himself away to a solitary place to pray and seek his Father's strength and guidance. But there is a time in long periods of fasting, such as in the reading today, when real hunger pangs suddenly return. The body lets us know that it needs nourishment. It was at that time when Jesus was hungry, weak, and vulnerable that the tempter, the devil, came with his whisperings and his lies. The devil sensed his opportunity and pounced. His plan was to rob God of his glory and to prevent Jesus from fulfilling his God-given mission. But Jesus was spiritually strong from his time spent alone with his Father. He stood firm and resisted each temptation using direct quotes from the book of Deuteronomy, one of which we heard today. In our reading from Deuteronomy, the nation of Israel, after 40 years of wandering in the desert, were poised to enter the promised land. In our reading from Matthew, Jesus was poised, ready to begin his earthly ministry. God had humbled and tested the Israelites to see if they would obey him. And time after time, as we know, they failed. Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness echoes the time spent by the Israelites there in their own wilderness. Jesus, like the Israelites, was hungry and tempted, but he knew that God had been faithful and provided for them every step of the way, despite their continual disobedience. He knew that his Father would not want him to use his powers, his miraculous powers, to turn stones into bread for himself. Jesus was humble and obedient, and he answered Satan, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And he has certainly proved that in that last 40 days. Jesus knew God would provide. After this lack of success, the devil used a different tack. He tempted Jesus to test God and prove his identity as his son by throwing himself off the highest point of the temple and allowing angels to rescue him. This time, he was even more persuasive. He used Jesus' own words, "It is written." He quotes from Psalm 91, a psalm that speaks of God's love and protection when facing danger. But the devil's interpretation of the psalm was wrong. Jesus answered, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Now this text also links to the Israelite story. Moses was reminding the people how they tested God at Massah, when after God had already fed them with manna, they grumbled that God was planning to kill them with thirst. That's from Exodus chapter 17. Jesus knew his scriptures, and he knew God's heart and will. He was so close to God. He wasn't fooled by these tactics by the enemy. In the final temptation, the devil promises to give Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, if Jesus would bow down and worship him. It seems that the devil assumes that all authority in the world belongs to him, to give to others as he chooses. But we know, and Jesus knew, that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. So Jesus orders Satan to leave, saying, For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him. Israel constantly disobeyed God and succumbed to temptation time and time again. A bit like us. But Jesus was perfectly obedient and was also victorious. Through these temptations, Matthew shows us again that Jesus is the Son of God and that he was entirely without sin. But he was the only one who could and would save his people and the rest of the world from their sins. He was the perfect, spotless lamb sacrificed on our behalf. He took on himself the punishment that was ours. He was obedient even to death on the cross. Hebrews 4:15 says that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin. So what about us? Are we ever tempted? Of course we are. Does God tell test us? Yes, he does. Do we experience spiritual wilderness? Do we experience spiritual wildernesses in our lives? Yes, we do. We each will have many and various temptations throughout our lives, and especially once we have committed ourselves to following Jesus. Then we become a target for the enemy. The tempter, the devil, wanted to prevent Jesus from fulfilling his Father's mission. And he also wants to distract us from following and serving him. Whenever we make a genuine effort to draw close to our Heavenly Father or seek to obey and follow Jesus, we can expect some opposition from our enemy. So we always need to be on our guard. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." God has work for us to do as individuals and a church, and the tempter will seek to disrupt it and undermine it. But these passages show us that we really need to know our scripture and use it effectively as Jesus did. We need to give time and space to seek God's will for our lives and for his church as Jesus did. We need to know who we are in Christ and believe what is written. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says this, "He that is in us is greater than he who is in the world." He that is in us is greater than he who is in the world.